We are joined now by Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas's 28th District. That includes the town of Sutherland Springs. He's joining us on the line from Laredo, Texas. Congressman, thank you for joining us. And, of course, our condolences to you for what's going on out there.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Congressman, I understand that you spent some time in Sutherland Springs. Can you give us a sense of what the town is like?
It's a small, less than 400 individuals, where people know each other, where people basically know, you know, that this is a city that, you know, you don't have anything like this happening. Therefore, when you have evil strike, a small community of less than 400 individuals, it's just very hard to fathom. And that's what, you know, people are looking at. I got names of some individuals that got killed, and I'd rather wait till, the proper notice is given. But I can tell you that people know each other. People know who got killed. People work with those individuals. People mm-hmm. went to church with those individuals. So it's a community that that's facing a very difficult time at this moment.
And I understand the church where the shooting took place, as is the case, I imagine, in a lot of small towns, the church is the center of town life.
Exactly. I mean, like any other community, you know, you have the church that's the center of life there. You know, people go there. They go to pray. You know, they have events there. They have cake sales. It's just, you know, it's a center of life. And it's just, you know, it's going to be one of those things that it's going to take a long time for the community to get over this. Because, again, once all names are released, people don't know everybody that got hurt. It's not where it's a name that people don't know. In a small community, people are going to know every single individual that got killed or injured there in Sutherland Springs.
Well, Congressman, have you spoken to community members today, and what have they told you?
Yes, I have. I've spoken to Sheriff Joe Tackett, who's the sheriff of Wilson County. I've known him since I started representing the area 13 years ago. He's a very able sheriff, law enforcement official. I talked to County Commissioner Albert Gomez, one of the commissioners for Wilson County. I talked to other folks there, and you know what's happened. I'll talk to Sheriff Tackett later on today. I want to give him the courtesy. I think the courtesy of doing his work. I think they're about to do a press conference, so I want to give him time to do his work. But I talked to other folks, and it's one of those things that affects the whole community because everybody knows each other. It's not a name in abstract. It's, people know each other. You know, the sheriff did tell me that this person was from Comal County and that he believes that he had posted something on social media some days ago, the name, which I don't want to repeat his name of the individual.
No, and in fact, Congressman, we should note the things that you're telling us come from local law enforcement. This has not been confirmed at the federal or national or state level yet, right?
That's great, and repeating things. If you look at the map, you have San Antonio. Comal County is north, just to give you a point of reference, it's north of San Antonio, an area that I'm familiar because I used to represent that area. And then you go southeast from San Antonio, and then you have Wilson County. And then at the very corner, you have Sutherland Springs. So if that individual came in from Comal County, it's kind of odd that this person just picked this small rural community. There has to be some sort of connection. And I think as the investigation goes on, I think people will find out what happened here and what the connection is. But, you know, in my opinion, there has to be some connection, either knew somebody, related somebody. There has to be a connection because you don't come from Comal County. Go into Wilson County, go into the most rural part of Wilson County, a small community, and go into a church and start shooting. There has to be some sort of connection.
And again, we are waiting on an official response to all of this. Hopefully, we will know more soon. Thank you so much to Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas. He's the Democratic representative of the 28th District. That includes the town of Sutherland Springs. Congressman, thank you so much for your time.
Anytime. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.